Sign number 19, the organized church will turn away from the faith, apostasy. While the world at the time of the end will be characterized by lawlessness and violence, it seems that those who should have been the solution to the problem, namely the church, will actually turn its back on the Lord. This brings us to our next sign of the end. The visible church will turn away from the truth of the Christian faith. Our first heading here, they will abandon the faith, betray, and hate one another. The scripture predicts that many people who belong to the organized or visible church will actually turn away from the faith in the last days. The Lord Jesus gave the following warning. At that time, many will turn away from the faith and will betray and hate each other. Matthew 24:10. Interestingly, we have three specific things that Jesus warned about from those who were seemingly believers in him. Step one, they will turn away from the faith. Jude tells us that the faith has been once and for all delivered to the saints, and he made this very clear in Jude 3. Here's what he wrote. Beloved, while I was very diligent to write to you concerning our common salvation, I found it necessary to write to you exhorting you to contend earnestly for the faith, which was once and for all delivered to the saints. That, of course, is Jude 3. The fact that many will turn away from the faith in the last days is indeed something that the New Testament wrote about. Peter wrote about these false teachers that would turn people away from the faith in 2 Peter chapter 2. Here's what he says in the first verse. But there were also false prophets among the people, even as there will be false teachers among you, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the Lord who bought them, and bring on themselves swift destruction. At 2 Peter 2:1. The Apostle Paul also warned about false teachers coming into congregations. He said this, "Be on guard for yourselves and for the flock of which the Holy Spirit has appointed you as overseers, to shepherd the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood. I know that after my departure, savage wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. Men will rise up even from your own number and distort the truth to lure the disciples into following them." That's from the book of Acts, chapter 20, verses 28 through 30. While there have always been those who will sneak their way into Christian congregations to pervert the truth of Christ, we discover that at the time of the end, there will indeed be a large uptick in this type of behavior. Now to step number two, they will betray each other. It is not merely that those who once profess Christ will turn away from the faith. To the contrary, we find that they will betray one another. It seems that once someone abandons their profession of faith in Jesus Christ, they do not merely leave Christians alone, they actually try to persecute them. And then step three, they will hate each other. So this betrayal will actually lead to hate. Interestingly, Jesus said that the world would know who his true disciples are by the love which they have for one another. Here we find that those who once professed Christ were never genuine believers. How do they demonstrate it? By turning on the true believers. So what we have here is not merely people leaving once they once seemingly believed. Oh no, it is much more than that. They have a hatred for what they previously stood for. Hatred to the point that they will desire to destroy those who still believed. Now, Jesus warned of the hatred believers would, in fact, face in the Gospel of John, verses 18 to 20 in chapter 15. Here's what he told his disciples on the night of his betrayal. If the world hates you, keep in mind that it hated me first. If you belong to the world, it will love you as its own. As it is, you do not belong to the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. That is why the world hates you. Remember what I told you. A servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you also. That's John chapter 15, verses 18 through 20. While this was originally spoken to his inner circle of disciples, the truth of the Lord's prediction has been evident for the last 2,000 years. While the Lord Jesus himself was betrayed by one of his own disciples, we find that those who were seemingly part of us will actually turn away, betray us, and hate us. John would later put it this way in 1 John. They went out from us, but they did not really belong to us. For if they had belonged to us, they would have remained with us. But their going showed that none of them belong to us. That's 1 John 2:19. Hence, we are warned ahead of time, as hurtful and surprising as it will be, that we should expect this sort of behavior from those whom we once had trusted. So, turning away from the truth of the Christian faith will naturally lead to our next sign of the end, that is, the rise of false teachers, false prophets, and false messiahs.